I was absolutely delighted. I couldn't be more proud of them. As we talked about all week, we let ourselves down last week, and more importantly, we let the fans and the club down last week, and a way below par performance. And that was totally the character for this group of boys. I've been saying it from the minute I walked in the doors that they're a great bunch, an unbelievable bunch, and they worked their socks off. And I thought that they showed a proper reflection of themselves tonight. Their work ethic, that pulling that shirt over your head has to mean everything, and it looked like that tonight. I thought, again, I keep telling them there's top footballers in that changing room, and they'll always play good football, and the in possession stuff will always come very naturally. It's having that dirty side of the game and the out of possession, and getting people who would maybe be known as flair players that they're willing to roll their sleeves up and do the dirty work, and I thought we got that in abundance tonight. But we've probably come under a little bit of criticism, and rightly so, for the goals that we've conceded, and that's something that we have to cut out of our game. And again, great credit to the players, they're working very hard at it. They're a very honest bunch, and I think tonight there was periods where we played some really good football. There's also have to take into consideration that this team's still very much finding itself. Our objective is to go and try and dominate games from minute one to minute 90, whatever it is. But this is a tough league. There's top teams in this league, and as I say, top players, top managers, and it's always going to be difficult. But I think we'll only get better as long as we keep the basics right and get the basics right. I think we'll be okay. Listen, it's one win, it's 3 points, it's nothing else, and we'll not get too carried away. The first game of the season, it was obviously our first game in charge. We were coming into this a little bit blind. We probably weren't as organised as we could have been and should have been. Again, we conceded stupid goals on the night. I thought we were very organised tonight. I thought in possession, out of possession, I thought we were there was a great structure about what we were doing. Obviously, you would like to dominate the game a little bit more, but that's all things that we'll work towards. We can't go and put performances in like that and not follow them up and back them up. And we, that's me included, collectively, that we now need to find some consistency in what we do. We're blessed with talent, and what we have to do is be able to bring that back onto the pitch and on Monday night, and try and put a run of games together.
Tiernan, so much went right tonight. Two goals, clean sheet, some really good individual performances.
Yeah, listen, I've been saying all along, and probably nobody's been more frustrated than us as a group, that we have dropped stupid points at stupid times and conceded stupid goals and stupid games, and the manner in which some of the goals that we've conceded, and also at times we haven't been as clinical as we would like to have been. And listen, these are, as I keep saying, they're a very, very honest bunch of boys, and it hurts them more than it hurts anybody. But we just have to keep doing what we're doing. We just have to keep believing in ourselves. We got to keep doing the work. We got to keep rolling our sleeves up. And the biggest thing of all is the work ethic. When you pull that shirt over your head, it has to mean everything to you.
Are there a few players now already starting to suss this league out in your team?
Yeah, listen, this was always going to take a little bit of time, and we haven't done anything yet. We're only into the top half of the table, as somebody said, for the first time. So we're not going to now start thinking that we're going to go away and start winning this league by 50 points or anything like that. We've one win. It was a great win. It was a great performance. With great work ethic. The fans were outstanding again tonight, getting behind us, which makes a massive difference. But unless we can go and follow that up and back it up Monday night, then it's probably not worthwhile.
Supporters have always loved the Dublin clubs coming here, and you get another one now Monday night. A huge challenge.
Yeah, and again, I think Pat's just went top of the league tonight, so these games are all games that you have to use to go and test yourself as a team and test yourself as an individual. And we want to be a team that's going to be up there and challenging. And if we want to be that, we got to play against these teams, and we got to relish these games, and big players have to stand up.